And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of April 7th. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards met Brian Jones for the first time this week in 1962 at a London jazz club. Ritchie Blackmore left Deep Purple and formed the group Rainbow this week in 1975. In 1970, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. The Platters made their national TV debut on the Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey stage show on television this week. Patty Duke won the Best Supporting Actress Academy Award for The Miracle Worker in 1963. In 1985, the musical Leader of the Pack, The Songs of Ellie Greenwich, opened on Broadway, and it ran for 120 performances. Paul McCartney quit the Beatles this week in 1970, and the group's breakup was announced to the press the following day. Bruce Johnson joined the Beach Boys as the permanent replacement for Brian Wilson in 1965. In 1964, Capitol Records reached an out-of-court settlement with VJ Records over the Beatles records it claimed the latter did not have the right to release. Henry Mancini won the Best Original Song Academy Award for Moon River from the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's this week in 1962. Nat King Cole was beaten on stage by racists who originally intended to kidnap him in 1956 in Birmingham, Alabama. Emerson, Lake and Palmer formed this week in 1970. Ricky Nelson sang his first record, I'm Walkin', on his parents' TV show, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, this week in 1957. A Detroit housing project named streets after Aretha Franklin and seven Motown stars, this week in 2002. Bob Dylan made his New York City debut at Gertie's Folk City in Greenwich Village in 1961. Paul McCartney gave a 20-minute concert from the roof of a building that he owned in London this week in 1997. In 1968, Big Brother and the Holding Company made their national TV debut on the show Hollywood Palace. Dead Man's Curve also almost came true for Jan Barry from Jan and Dean as he crashed his car on that same stretch of Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood this week in 1966. The Ringo Starr David Essex movie That'll Be the Day premiered in London, England, this week in 1973. Big Joe Turner's Shake, Rattle and Roll released this week in 1954. In 1965, the Beatles were named the Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards. Bob Dylan was awarded an honorary Pulitzer Prize for his impact on music and culture this week in 2008. Cliff Richard starred in the Dave Clark-produced stage musical Time that also featured Dionne Warwick, Leo Sayer, and Queen's Freddie Mercury in 1986 in London. Sonny Bono was elected the mayor of Palm Springs, California this week in 88. Polish police used a tear gas to control a riot at a Rolling Stones concert in 1967. And in 1989, Jack Jones received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In the studio, Marty Robbins recorded El Paso in 1959. Connie Francis cut Everybody's Somebody's Fool this week in 1960. In 64, the Supremes recorded Where Did Our Love Go, which became their first number one single. Bobby Darin cut Splish Splash and Queen of the Hop this week in 1958. Frank Sinatra recorded Strangers in the Night in 66. Nat King Cole recorded Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer in 63. In 1954, Bill Haley recorded Rock Around the Clock, though he showed up 2 hours late when his ferry was caught on a sandbar. Ronnie Hawkins recorded 40 Days this week in 1959. Birthdays, Bobby Bear is 89. John Oates from Hall & Oates is 76. Janice Ian, 73. Percy Faith, born 1908 in Toronto. Charlie Thomas from the Drifters, born in 37. Carol Douglas, 76. Mongo Santa Maria, born in 23. J.J. Jackson in 1941. Julian Lennon is having a birthday. He was born to John and Cynthia Lennon. He'll be 61 this week. Carl Perkins, born in 32. Terry Knight, one-time manager of Grand Funk and a recording artist himself, born 1943. Sheb Woolley, also known as Ben Colder, born 1921. Martin Denny, the theme song composer and the artist on the Treasure Island Oldies show every hour, he had Quiet Village, also born this week, 1921. Richard Berry, who wrote Louie Louie, born 1935. David Cassidy, 1950. Ned Miller, 1925. John Kay from Steppenwolf is 80. Tiny Tim, born 1930. Billy Vaughn, born 1919. Al Green is 78. And Bill Conti is 82. And from Treasure Island Oldies, your rock and roll news for the week of April 7th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.